Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of John chapter 4, I taught that when we abandon biblical standards, ethics, and doctrine, we are cursed of God. Let's start at that point today. For the Bible stands. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Jesus said, if they have persecuted me, they'll persecute you. And that's what this verses 8, Romans 8, 35 and 36 just kind of reemphasize. But it doesn't stop there. Verse 37 says, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him, that is through Jesus, that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, nothing can separate us from that, my friend. That's a wonderful passage. I tell you, it just makes you feel good to read that sometimes and say, hey, worth it all? It will be worth all? It's worth it all now to know his presence and his joy. Now look, as I speak to our listeners, I have not met the overwhelming majority of you. And yet, in Christ, I can say I love you. And I don't want you to be ashamed at his appearing. Don't go back to the arm of flesh in religion and in living your daily life and ordering your personal affairs by the arm of flesh. And by the way, if you have done that, you're still breathing. You can come back to the way of righteousness. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, and then verses 9 and 10, I want you to hear these words. Very important. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. You see, these churches have marketing agencies now that market everything, and they try to do everything, the rock music called that, to appeal. Look, he said, cursed be the man that trusts in man, that is man's way, man's mark, and maketh flesh, that's the thing he makes his arm. When you do that, your heart has departed from the Lord, whether you realize it or not. You've still got religion, but you don't have the reality of Christ as all in all. Then he goes on, verse 9 says, of Jeremiah 17, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, and I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. So you are cursed of God in this passage when you abandon biblical standards, ethics, and doctrine, be it for family, friends, or finances. It will eventually destroy you and them. That is the arm of flesh. That is the evidence that Jesus is not the Lord of your life. Look, people will try to justify they're given to change from the things of God, or they'll blame someone. They have a desperately wicked heart that is so deceitful. He says there in Jeremiah 17:9, who can know it? And that idea of who can know it has taken all the science and learning of all men, math, sciences, and all combined combine it together, you still cannot find the depths of the depravity of the heart of man. And verse 10 says, the Lord searches the heart. And at the judgment seat of Christ, we find the truth of our works includes the heart. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. Then shall every man have praise of God. Say, how can I have praise when he makes manifest the counsels of my heart? Then you'll see, like everybody else, you were saved by grace, not that any of us deserve. See, I know sometimes you try to understand why do people get upset with you and even lie? And I believe that one of the reasons is sometimes your children go another direction. Maybe that's ways that are not right, maybe other ways that are not good. And they have to attack a pastor or a church and say, my kids wouldn't have turned that way if it wasn't for them, or I wouldn't this if it wasn't for that. And they go another direction. That breaks our heart, because when they have that attitude, they're having to blame others for their wrong decisions instead of seeking the power of God and saying, you know what, they've wandered, but I'm going to be the right thing for them to come back to. My friend, if you destroy the foundations, that child decides to get right, what are they going to come back to when you've destroyed them? We love one another to keep us from those things by exhorting one another daily, that we don't fall into the arm of flesh. Would not daily mean contact with brethren? In a day of travel and communication, it's easily made daily. And we should provoke, as the Lord told us to, asked us to, command us to, in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, to provoke one another unto love and good works. That should be a daily thing. See, we don't want to make the mistake of Israel in Isaiah chapter 31 and verses 1 through 3, where he says, woe to them that go down to Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world. That go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not to the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men, not God, and their horses flesh, and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is hoping, that is he that is helped, shall fall down, and they shall fail together. My friend, Jesus never failed. He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. There'll be hard times, but you stick with it. You go with him through it. Now, this next statement I'm going to make is not a political statement. I want to use it as an illustration to demonstrate a truth here. When Donald Trump was campaigning, he made promises, and it seemed like a very great swing to the right that many Christians wanted. And he did some things like the appointment of the judges and things of that nature and other things that he did that helped. But he was constantly attacked. He was attacked from every which way, from media, from people in his own political party, as well as people in the opposite political party. I mean, it seemed like on every side he was being attacked. But you know what? I learned something from that. He did not abandon his plans. It didn't take him away from it. He didn't cower. He didn't stand down. Instead, he stuck with it and followed through. All of a sudden, you're starting to see some of his fellow party members start to get on his side and to go along with it. Now, he made popular the statement, fake news. Fake news. And as a Christian, you have false accusation. You have false things against you. But when you know the will of God by the word of God and you do God's will, God's way, don't forsake it. You stick with it. And eventually, God will bring victory, if not here, in the world to come, when the same that were making the accusations are ashamed at his appearing. So let's review that verse. And again, when you look at those verses there, he says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Now that's the text verses at this point here in 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. So, we passively receive the truth from the Holy Spirit as we spend time in the Word, we pray, and we meditate in His Word. We listen to both the preached and taught Word. And the result is, our love is made complete. He gives the holy boldness that we need, and He makes us Christ-like. That is, as He is. And then, our reward for all eternity will be great, no matter what others say, even if they are those of your own church, of your own family, or of those that would be on another side. If you don't think so, then think on this truth, because it's what Jesus said, and Jesus does not lie. So since Jesus doesn't lie, just think of what that means in light of what we just said in Matthew 5, 10 through 12. Because you and I, we don't yet have the physical sufferings as martyrs, although some across this world have, but in America we haven't had that. But we do suffer in other ways, in a spiritual type of a way. Jesus said, though, Matthew 5, 10 through 12, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all matter of evil against you falsely for my sake. And that happens, and especially in ministry.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.